Most of the U.S. Midwest will likely see restricted amounts of rainfall over the next 7 to 10 days and temperatures that will be working their way higher over time. The majority of the region will not likely encounter a significant amount of precipitation for a while. The outlook is not a great deal different from yesterday. One of the main reasons why there won't be much precipitation across the region is that tropical disturbance that's near the Gulf of Mexico over the Yucatan Peninsula. And as that disturbance drifts to the north over the next couple of days, we'll likely see waves of rain moving through the region from northern Florida into parts of North Carolina. These areas will likely end up with 2 to 5 inches of rain and perhaps some local totals in northwestern Florida getting upwards around 7 inches. There will be some flooding, especially in Georgia, where it's already rained heavily the past 2 days. The situation is not very good for crops there. But my point for bringing that up, though, is the fact that with all the tropical moisture concentrated on the southeastern part of the U.S., there won't be much opportunity for precipitation to work higher up into the heart of the Midwest. The weather will likely be in control of a high-pressure system, which will be settled over the region. Surface high pressure will be over Illinois the next couple of days and probably will drift a little bit further to the east as we move into Sunday and Monday. A little bit of shower activity will occur as this high pressure system shifts to the east, but don't expect it to be very impressive. Most of the rain totals will be light, running just a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to a quarter of an inch, maybe local totals to about a half inch, and that'll be about as great as it gets. With temperatures likely to rise during this period of time into the 80s, we're going to see that evaporation rates will likely counter a great deal of that precipitation, making a net drying biased environment quite likely. A little bit further to the west, in the western Corn Belt, there's not going to be much precipitation over these next few days either, with the exception maybe of eastern sections of the Dakotas and Minnesota, where an occasional frontal boundary will slip into the region, producing a few hundredths of an inch upwards to a quarter of an inch of rain, and every once in a while maybe as much as 5 or 6 tenths of an inch. The precipitation will be mostly North Dakota and Minnesota, but maybe a few neighboring areas could be impacted at one time or another. Iowa may get a few showers, but they too will be in a net drying mode for a while now, probably a good week to 10 days worth of that, and that will likely create a new environment that's going to be stressful for some of these crop areas that did not get significant relief over the past couple of weeks. We do anticipate high temperatures rising rather notably over the next few days, but not becoming excessively hot. Yesterday afternoon was rather interesting with high temperatures mostly in the upper 60s in the middle Missouri River Basin. Otherwise, most of the Midwest had temperatures in the 70s for highs. By this time next week, we'll be in the 80s with some lower 90s expected in the western Corn Belt. There might even be some middle 90s in some of the western fringes of Corn Belt country, and that will be followed by low temperatures mostly in the 50s and 60s. We could see a few lower 70 degree minimum temperatures in the west and southern parts of the Corn Belt by the time we get to the end of next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.